Pasuk Gimel 13, Pasuk 13, An Diral Musia, An Diral Musia Bala Ilam.
For the earth is filled with robbery.
Further, go further. Whenever every place the war.
Sentence was not sealed except on account of robbery.
Okay, before that. The Rashi right before that. The very beginning. The end of
the
all.
End of the of all flesh. Wherever you find promiscuity, catastrophe comes to the world.
Catastrophe. Okay.
Both good and bad.
Catastrophe. So this is a very unusual word. Catastrophe. They translate the word an deral musya ba'olam. Catastrophe.
Catastrophe
comes to the world. Okay, that's a very hard word. That word is a very, very unusual word. Okay, it's a very unusual word. Bala oilam v'hoideges, it kills toivim v'rem, the good and the bad. Rashi is saying an incredible yisoid. Rashi is saying that in the Mabul, a lot of good people died. That's a very big chiddush. It wasn't like
good and bad.
Rashi over here is telling us that good people died. It wasn't a world where everyone was evil. There were some very good people who died in the Mabul. Why? Because since in the world there was Znus, Gilui Arayos, and Avodah Zarah, that brings about a consequence of catastrophe. Okay, next, Ki Mala'o Ha'aretz, this is Mala'o, Chamas. So why does it say Chamas? Le'nechtan Gzar Dinam Ela Al HaGezel. Okay, this is a very big Yisoid, this is something which we have many times. The Gzar Din was Gezel. Mayor, how come you're on the phone twice? How come there are two Mayor Appledorfs? It's hard enough to survive with one Mayor Appledorf. How could there be two Mayor Appledorfs? Ki Mala'o Ha'aretz Chamas Mibnem Le'nechtan Gzar Din Ela Al HaGezel. Fine. Rashi, S, what's the word S, Haaretz? The word S is coming to be Marbe. K'moy min Haaretz. The word S means from the earth. V'doy me'loy k'tseisi S, O'ir. The word S means from. I will destroy man from the face of the earth. And then Rashi says, another pshat, k'tseisi min O'ir. O'cholo es raglov, min raglov. Okay, I don't know what that means over there. Choles means there means also min. Davar acher es haaretz im haaretz, which means sha'af shloisha tefachim sholaimek hamachareisha nimoichu v'nit she'v'nit she'toshu. Three tefachim of earth was swept away. The topsoil of the earth was washed away. When Hashem destroyed the people, He didn't just destroy the people, He destroyed three tefachim. That's like 9 inches. A tefach is about 3 inches. 2.9 inches. So that's 9 inches. Almost a foot. Could you imagine? Almost 3/4 of a foot was swept away in the world. It dissolved. The earth also was dissolved in the Mabul. Okay, that's Rashi. Rashi tells us, now let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Yud Gimel says, V'amar Hashem l'Noach kitzo dechol bitzro o'ol lik domai. The end of all flesh, of all basar, o'ol means has come up from before me, has come before me. Are because ismelias ara, the earth is filled with chotoyfin. So we learned yesterday, the word chotoyfin means to grab. Chamas, we like to translate this as robbery, theft. But I told we mentioned this yesterday that it's not. It appears that according to the Targum, Targum is saying something different. Chotoyfin means to grab. Now, what does it mean to grab? So you can say simply grabbing. Grabbing means to steal, gezel. Or you can say it doesn't mean to steal. It means, like we went to yesterday, entitlements. People lived with an attitude that they deserve everything. They grab. When you grab means it's mine. It's more of an attitude, not so much that people actually stole from one another. We find that in America today. It's a very big problem. people are spoiled, and they have a sense of entitlement. It comes to them. The world owes them something. And that's a very bad midah. Chotofin min kodam min chotofin min kodam ovo dehoim. So over here the Targum says that the earth is filled with grabbers. Grabbers min kodam ovo dehoim. From the people... One second. From the people who work the land. Okay? It's filled with Mipnehem. Now over here it says from before Hamas ki malah aretz Hamas from Mipnehem. Again, another word from the earth is filled with, according to Rashi, Gezel. Because of them. Now the Targum says min kodom ovo dehoin. Bishaya, there is evil. V'ho'ano mechablehoin im aram, going to destroy them with the earth. Now this requires explanation. Okay, so let me explain over here. Over here in the parish over here, it explains doesn't really explain. That's the problem. He has a very long elaboration here to explain the meaning of the word chaitfin, to grab. And basically, the way we explained it doesn't necessarily mean to steal. It means to grab with force. Extortion. But when it comes to the next part, I don't really know what he means over here. He's saying something a little bit different over here. Unfortunately, in the parish over here, he's not really explaining what this means. Let's go back one more time. One more time over here, the words of the pasuk. The pasuk over here says, Vayomer l'kim l'noach, ketz kol bosa bo l'fonai. Vamar Hashem l'noach, kitza, the end, d'chol bisra, the end of all d'chol, of all flesh. Bo l'fonai, ol lik domai, has come before me. I guess that means that the thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says it came before, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, has a plan, has a machshava that is going to destroy all flesh. Why is he going to destroy the entire world? Key, because malah aretz chamas mipinehem. That's not so easy to translate those words, because the earth is filled with violence because of them, because of the basar mipinehem. Now the targum says something a little bit different. Targum here says are because ismilias ara chotofin min kodam. Before min kodom over dehon bishaya. I don't really know what it means over here. Over here, unfortunately, again on the bottom over here in this parish, he's not explaining it at all. He completely. Oh wait a minute! I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong pasuk in the targum on the bottom. Wait a minute. There's hope yet. One second. I made a mistake over here. Here it is. Okay, now I got it. Okay, I got it. Min kodom ovo dehon bishaya. Mibnei ma'aseyem horoim. Okay, so over here, he explains their evil ways, and the word mipnehem, because of their evil deeds of the people of the earth, there's going to be an additional curse. Ovodehon bishaya. That means their evil deeds. Their evil deeds. And the word mipnehem means because of. He's translating the word mipnehem, because of their evil deeds, I have no choice but to destroy the world. So let's read one more time. Vayemlokim l'noyach, keitz kol bosabo l'fanai. The end of all flesh has come before me. Why? Ki malah aretz chamas mipnehem. Here he's translating the word chamas not just to mean the hidden mashchisam es haaretz. I'm going to destroy them with the land. Back to the Targum. So aray is milias ara chotoyfin min kodom ulvodehoin bishaya. The earth is filled with grabbers because of their evil deeds. Okay, min kodom means because of. Because mipnehem, because of their evil deeds, the earth is filled with grabbers. So the word mipnehem, the Targum appears to be adding more words into the pasuk than what it actually says. He's adding into the pasuk with the words evil deeds. The evil deeds of man have caused them to become grabbers, and therefore I have no choice but to destroy them. Now it does not say in the pasuk the word evil deeds. All it says in the pasuk is the word mipnehem. So it appears that the Targum is being very, very liberal, and he's taking the word mipnehem and he's embellishing it to mean because of their evil deeds, man has decayed and become a creature who is a grabber. I think there's something very profound here. According to Rashi, Rashi just says very simply. Rashi says, Hashem says to Noach, the end of all flesh has come I have decided that I will end, I will bring an end, I will bring a catastrophe upon this world. I'll bring an end to this world. You know why? Rashi doesn't really tell us the word mipnehem. Rashi doesn't just ignores that. I don't really know how Rashi translates that. Rashi just says because the world is filled with gezel. And because the world is filled with gezel, because of, I guess mipnehem is because of man. Because of man, the earth is filled with violence. And that's why I have no choice but to destroy them. According to the Targum, he's saying something much different. He's saying that because man does bad deeds, the bad deeds cause society to turn into an evil society. The bad deeds in them of it, themselves would not be enough to destroy the world. However, the bad deeds of man build on itself. It takes on a life of its own, and it causes society to decay. And society now is now in the category of chamas, and that's why the world has to be destroyed. There's a history here that's happening. Man, the society was a good society, but man has committed crimes, and those crimes have taken on a life of its own, which have resulted in society becoming one called chamas, and that now demands that the world come to an end. That's what the Targum seems to be saying. I'll read the words one more time, one last time. V'amar Hashem l'mech, kitza the end, the kol bisra o'ol l'kdomai. It has come into my mind, the decision, a thought, that I will destroy the world. Why? Arabicus ismi li'as ara chatoifin. Because the earth is filled with the midah of chatoif, of grabbing. Why? How did that happen? Min kodom, this happened because of over the hoin bishaya, their evil deeds resulted in society taking on a culture of being put in the category of chotoyfin, and therefore v'hoana, I have no choice, therefore, mechabel hoin im ara, I'm going to destroy them together with the earth. Min means im. Now, he learns im. He learns like Rashi's second interpretation. Im means together with the earth. The earth is going to be destroyed as well. Rashi, in his first interpretation, is coming to disagree with the Targum. And he says, who told you the word es means im? Es means from the earth. That's why Rashi came to disagree. But Rashi in the second interpretation says, you're right, I agree with you, Targum. When it says the word es can also mean with the earth, because Chazal say that together with the korban of man, Hashem also scraped away from the earth 3 tefachim of the soil. All right, let's go further. Let's go to the next pasuk. Let's go to the next pasuk, Yudalit. Pasuk Yudalid Asei Lucha Tevas Atzei Goifer. I want you to make for yourself a box, a teva, tevas. The word teva is not the right word for this structure. That's not what you would use. What would you call this structure? You'd call it a ship. You'd call it I don't know. The word teva has a connotation of a little box. Moshe Rabbeinu was put in a box. They put him in a teva, in a box, al svas hayom, and they sent him out to see what would happen. A teva does not have a connotation of a massive structure of many floors that can hold animals and food and waste. It's not the right word. Yet that's the word the Torah selected. A tevas, mitm atzei goifer. Goifer is a certain type of wood. Okay, kinin ta'ases ateva. We like to translate compartments. This box shall be made with compartments. V'chafarto oisa, and you shall cover it. Cover it mibayis on the inside, umichutz on the outside, bakoifer with pitch, in order to make it waterproof. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk Yudal, it says, aselcha tevas. Harbe revach v'hatzala lefanav. Revach v'hatzala. This is from the Megillah. This is from the Megillah. The Ribbono Shel Olam has plenty of solutions to save people. Harbe revach v'hatzala. There are many solutions Hashem has before him to save people. If Hashem wants Corona to be over in a second, Yeshua Hashem Kerafayin, the solution to Corona can be something that is so simple. It can be staring at us in the face for the last 8 months. Can you imagine? Cure for cancer. One day they'll find a cure for cancer, and it'll be like, it was so obvious. It doesn't even cost a penny. How could it be that we were blind to see the cure for all of these things? Harbe revach v'atzala lefanav. However, v'lam hitricho b'binyin zeh, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu trouble Noach with this structure? He built this structure for 120 years. Why? K'desh yiruhu anshei dar hamabul oisik ba kuf chaf shana. People of the generation should watch him build it for 120 years. V'shayalin oisai maz zois lecha. And they're going to ask Noach, what are you doing? What's going on over here? V'hu oimer lohem osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'havi mabul oilam. Ulai Yoshuva, maybe they will do teshuva. Atzei goifer, what's that? Wood of goifer. Kach shemoi. Balami miminzeh, why this min al shem? Gofres shenigzar aleim lihimachoyz boi. Sulfur. Gofres is a material which is explosive. It's gofres, is gofres v'melach sreifa kol arzo. It says by Sedom. It says gofres with some type of a, whatever it is, mineral from the earth, which when it comes in contact with fire, it's combustible, it's an explosive, obliteration. So isn't it bizarre? The actual object that's going to be the tool to save us, to save the world, is a material that is usually used to destroy the world. To destroy. And that's not a kasha, because you have that same principle all over the place. You have that, for example, when they came to Marah, the waters were bitter. And Hashem told Moshe to throw into the water a bitter herbs. And the bitterness being thrown into the bitter waters would make the water sweet. When the Jewish people were bitten by the snakes, so Hashem told Moshe, make for yourself a nechash hanechoshes, another snake, and raise it high. They should look at the snake. The snake was poisonous. Why would you want to make another poisonous, make an image of a poisonous snake? Exactly the point. Hashem has the ability to bring a refuah even in the bitterness itself. And here it's exactly what's happening over here. The gofres is a very dangerous compound. It can bring enormous churban. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is selecting specifically the gofres, the atzei goifer, which is related to gofres, in order to bring out the point that it's not the mayim that's going to kill you. It's the chet. It's the sin. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring salvation, he can bring salvation even within the object of Chorban itself. That's what Rashi says. It's a very profound Rashi. Al Shem Gofris, Shenigzar Aleim Lihi Mochis, both to be dissolved, obliterated in this compound. Kinim, what does it mean? Kinim means midurim. Midurim l'chol behem v'chaye means chambers. This big box has within it multiple little chambers for every single animal. L'chol behem v'chaye, isn't that amazing? Every single animal slept in their own room. That's amazing. Okay, everyone. Midurim, midurim l'chol behem v'chaye. Every single v'chaye got its own private room in this hotel. Next, Bakoifer. Koifer is Zephes pitch, Beloshen Arami. Umatsinu, this is called Zephes, Beloshen Arami. So you think of the word Koifer is Zephes, which means that the Torah over here is using an Aramaic word. The Torah here, for some reason, is using Koifer, which Rashi tells us is not Hebrew, it's Aramaic. An Aramaic word is being used in the Torah. Umatsinu, Begumar, Kufra, the Gemara used the word Kufra. B'tevos, now Rashi tells the Chazal, B'tevos shel Moshe, when Moshe was put into a box, Al Yidei Shal Yomayim Tashim, the waters were Tashim, means they were very calm. They weren't violent. They were tranquil. Daya b'choymer b'befnim, it's sufficient, choymer b'befnim v'zefes b'chutz choymer. I don't know what that is exactly. It's some type of matter on the inside which does not smell, and zefes b'chutz. You don't have to have it in both sides. It's sufficient to be waterproof on the outside, but the teva that was going to go into violent waters, then it has to be both inside and outside. V'oid, another reason, k'dei shelo yiriach oisei tzadik reach ra shel zefes. Avol kan b'mechozek hamayim zofsa b'chutz mibayis b'chutz. By Moshe was a tzaddik. The tzaddik should have to smell the odor of Zephes. Wait a minute. Nowhere in the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu called a tzaddik. Nowhere. The one that's called a tzaddik in the Torah is Noach. Noach ish tzaddik. And yet it says that Moshe, the tzaddik, should not have to inhale the odor of the Zephes. Therefore, on the inside of his box, there was no Zephes. But here, by the marble, who cares? They weren't such tzaddikim. What do you mean they weren't such tzaddikim? The Torah explicitly calls Noach a tzaddik. The Torah doesn't call Moshe a tzaddik. It calls Noach a tzaddik. And look at Rashi's terminology. It's a very good kasha. What's going on over here? Kidei shlo yiriach ois a tzaddik reach rashal Zephes. Avol kan. Over here, he was smeared with Zephes inside, outside. Okay, over here, Rashi is telling us a lot of Yitzhadis. Let's see now the Targum. What exactly is Rashi coming to respond to? Pasuk Yudalit. Aved loch tevso deoin dekad rois. Make for yourself a box. Okay, deoin. Oin means wood of dekad rois. Okay, what is kadrois? Now over here, we have a machlekes, Rashi, and Unkelis. Rashi was explicitly clear, atse goifer is a certain type of wood. Miloshoim, go back to the Rashi. Rashi, goit kach shemoi. That's the name. Al shem, v'lomam mimenze, shem gofis. Rashi does not tell us... Maybe there is no machlek, but it's not telling us where it comes from. All Rashi tells us is the name of the wood is important because it's similar to gofris, to sulfur. Rashi, Unkelis says the kadrois. We know what kadrois is. Kadrois is a variety of cedar. Now, does that mean that Rashi is disagreeing with Unkelis? Very possibly. If Rashi is telling us that a goifer is related to sulfur. Okay, I don't know. Does that mean that it's a different type of wood that has some trace of sulfur in it? I have no idea. But Unkelis says what goifer is, the kadrois, and it is a it is a uh, a variety of erez, of cedar. Then Targum says, midoirin tavei yos tevsa, kinim taser hasatev. That's pretty simple. That's good. Midoirin means dwelling places. That's really what kinim. Midoirin means multiple lashon rabin, multiple dwelling places. Rashi though said a little bit more. Rashi went on to say that it means every single animal got its own little room. Targum didn't say this. Targum says that it was a place to live. V'sichve yosa migov umibaro, you shall cover it on the outside and on the inside, b'chufra. Migov is on the inside, and on the outside, b'chufra, with kufra. Okay, is there any disagreement over here? Not necessarily, at least for our simple understanding. Okay, kufra over here with zefes, that's kufra. That's exactly what Rashi says. The kufra with pitch. Okay, let's go further. So Rashi, the only thing that we can explicitly say that we see in outright machloikis, well, we still know we can really see, is Rashi really is more midrashic. Asay lucha tevas koifer. Reva harbi revech vahatzala, that's more of a drasha. It's not really a response to the Targum. Goifer, he tells us over here, is we have two different interpretations. It's either kach shemoi, that's all Rashi says. Targum says, he gives us the name of it in Aramaic. Kinim, Rashi says, midurim, midurim. L'chol behem v'chaya, Targum just says, midoirin. Okay, and kufra, they're on the same page. It means zephes, Aramaic word. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk tesva v'ze asher taser yisrael. These are going to be the dimensions of the teva. Shloish meos amo orech teva. The length is going to be 300 amos. Chamishim amo rochba. The width is going to be 50 amos. Ushloishim amo koymosa. And the height is going to be 30 amos. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk tesva in Rashi. There is no Rashi. Would you believe it on this post? There is no Rashi. Let's see the Targum. The Dame disabed yosa. This is what you try, you should make it. Telas meya amin urka de tevsa. Chamshin amin pusya. 50 amos the width. Utelosin amin ruma is the height. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. Pasik tes zayin. Tsoihar. What's a tsoihar? A floodlight. No? I remember that as a child. There are two jokes on this parasha. What kind of cake did they eat in the teva? Marble cake. And what is it, tsoihar? A floodlight. Right? A floodlight. Tsoihar tase la teva, you shall make a light, illumination for the teva. V'yal amot techalene melamalo. And the top of the teva should come to the size of an amma. Now, what does that mean exactly? We'll see in Rashi in a moment. Ufesach ha-teva, the opening shall be bitzida on the side, bitzida with a mapeke on its side. Tosim, you shall set. The word tosim has a connotation of with precision. Doesn't say v'nosata. Nosata always means sloppy. You put it somewhere. The word simo always connotes very precise location, precision. Tachtiyim, the lower floor. Shniyim is the middle floor, a second floor. Ushli shim, a third floor. Tase, you shall make three floors. The teva had three floors, and the top was one amma, which we have to see what that means exactly. And it shall have a tsoihar, a light, and it should have an opening on its side. A lot of instructions here for this big box that's 300 amos long, 50 amos wide, and a grand total of 30 amos in height. Now, let's take a look over here. The Rashi Pasuk Tezayin. Tsoihar. What is a tsoihar? So this is the famous Rashi. Yesh oim some say chaloin. Some say tsoihar means a window. The yesh oim some say even toivu means a certain type of stone. It was a stone which produced light. Glow in the dark, a glow in the dark stone, hami'ir lachem, which provided illumination. Obviously, they had technology that we don't know about. If they had a tsoya, a stone that can provide illumination. What does that mean in today's world? Obviously, they knew something that we do not know. Evan toiva hamiur lohem. Now, this is the very hard part of Rashi. This part of the pasuk is very difficult. Rashi is the chiddush. Vil ama techalena milamah. And it shall come to an ama. Techalena means it shall conclude. The end shall be one ama. Kisuya mishuba v'oila ad shukotza milamala v'oimir al ama. Kidei shayazuvu hamayim lamata. It shall have a pointed roof. The roof shall be on a slope, like our roofs today. The roof should not be a flat roof. In the Gemara, in the Talmud, when they ever talk about a bayis, almost every single time you learn about a roof, in the Gemara, it's a flat roof. The concept of having a roof that's on a slope, like we have today, was unheard of in the time of Chazal. Why would you want to have a roof that's on an angle? It's wasted space. If your roof is flat, you can go up to the roof and you can have activities. You can lay out your laundry, you can lay out dried figs, you can learn up there, you can read, you can do whatever you want. If you're anyway building a structure, why would you want to ruin the structure by having a roof with a pointed roof that for the rain to flow? You should just make gutters. It rains and the water will automatically go onto the side, it will flood. Will go onto the soil, you'll have gutters and leaders will draw the water down. Why would you want to make a roof that is pointed? Well, today, why do we do that? Because we know that if you let the water on a flat surface, eventually it's going to sink into the house. So we like to have it on an angle. That way, it's right away, you diminish, you don't let it collect on the roof. You're not looking for trouble. The teva was a structure, according to Rashi, that it's sloped upwards to one amma. Why? So that the water should fall off. That's how Rashi learns. Now one more time. Kisuya mishupa v'oile. Kidei shukotza malamala v'oimed al amma. And it went from, again, the height was 300 ammas by 50 ammas. Let's assume that the roof was on the 50 amma side. So you went from a roof that was 50 and went higher, higher, higher until it was only one amma in the center. The water should flow downwards. Okay, then it talks about the entranceway. Where is the entrance? The entrance is not on the top. The entrance was put on the side, Bitsida, the Mapeke, her side. Shelo Yiplu Hagashamim Ba. We don't want the entrance to be on top. Because if the entrance is on the top, then when it rains, it's gonna rain inside, rather on the side. Then it says Tachdim Shniyim Ushlishim Gimel Aliyah Zo Al Gavzo. There were three stories, one top of the other. Elyoina La'odam, Elyoinim La'odam. The top room was for man. Emtsaim, the middle chamber, was Limodar, to live. And I guess that means for the animals. And Tachdim, the bottom level, was Lezevel, garbage, waste removal. Why didn't they just throw all the garbage out the window, like people do today? They just pollutes the world. It's very, very interesting. The garbage, Lezevel, was put on the bottom floor. Okay, and the top was for man, the middle was for the animals, the bottom was for garbage. You need so much space for garbage? I guess you do. Or Lezevel, you know, Lezevel doesn't... What does Zevel means? Like a bathroom.
Animal waste.
Animals produce a lot of waste. It stinks. So where does it go on the bottom? Now you would think just the opposite. You should put the zevel on the top, because the odor.
Yeah. But he said it was on the bottom. The environmental makes a point of saying on the bottom was the food and the zevel.
The food also.
Storage. You need storage for the food. And he only had grain. They had no meat to eat.
Now everything about the teva, beyond a shadow of a doubt, doesn't make any sense. There is no way in the world a box 300. Amos in length and 50 amos wide, three stories, can contain all of the animals of the world, seven of each kind, and Adam, it's impossible. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Where everything is located doesn't make any sense. The whole thing from beginning to end is al derech nes. And everything over here alludes to, obviously, Dvarim Ha'im Dibrim HaShalolam. I saw a very interesting sefer, maybe we'll talk about this on Friday. It says there, I don't know where this comes from. It doesn't say it's a medrash. There's a tradition that there was another person who lived at the time of Noach, who also built a teva. There was competition. The world was coming to an end. And there were believers. People actually, they believed Noach, the world's coming to an end. And they looked into the stars, and they looked into the sky, and they saw a flood is coming. So what are we going to do? So they looked at Noach's teva, and they said, this guy, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's building a box, three stories, the dimensions, nothing makes any sense. There's no way in the world that this is going to survive a Mabul. So they constructed their own teva. There was another architect, and it doesn't say, but I would imagine he built a teva like none other, like the Titanic. He built a teva, you can't even imagine how sophisticated it was to survive. And the pasuk says, what happened at the end? Vayishoer ach noyach. What does it mean, ach noyach? So there's a lot of drushes, but one of the, according to this medrash, the drusha is, only Noach survived. Noach's competitor didn't survive. The teva that Noach's competitor built capsized, and the people in that teva, they drowned. The Titanic sunk. It was only Noach, in his ridiculous teva, which didn't make any sense, he survived. Why? Because Noach ish tzaddik. When Hashem wants you to survive, you'll survive even if you do everything wrong. Even though this structure that he built doesn't make any sense from an architectural point of view, if you ask any structural engineer to study the teva, they'll tell you, I don't know what in the world you're doing over here. And there was another person who lived at the time that probably built something there that was indestructible, with every chokhmah that the world had to offer to survive, and probably all the people they went into his teva, because it made a lot of sense to go into his teva, but he wasn't a tzaddik, an ish tamim like Noach, and that's why vayishur ach Noach. Okay, let's go look over here at the Targum pasuk tezayin. Targum tezayin says here nehor taved lisevta. The word nehor means a light, or a light make for the teva. Ula amsa tishach lina. That means an end. Same idea. He's not really explaining mele'ela. It shall come to a point of one am on top. Visara means a gate. A gate. The tevsa, the gate. That's the pesach. The pesach is the tar, the gate of the teva. Bisitra, the sitra achra, shall be put on the side, tishavei, midoirin aroin. Then it says over here, midoirin aroin. Now what does that mean? So here he explains in this wonderful sefer, this means, he's adding words to the pasuk that does not say. What does it mean, these two words? It means all three. He's coming to argue on Rashi. And he's saying, Midoirin aroin. Dwelling places. Aroin means on the bottom. The word R-E-N means tachas, the very, very bottom. Tin yonin, that's the second floor. Usilisoin, and the third floor. In other words, Rashi and Unkelis disagree as to the purpose of the three floors. Rashi, the only place where people lived, the midoirin, was the middle floor. The word modor, it seems, according to Rashi, is only a word used for the middle floor. And the upper floor is Adam, and the bottom floor is Zevel. That's not what it says in the Targum Unkelis. He's adding a word into the pasuk that it does not say. He says over here, the pasuk says, it says, Tachtiyim Shiniyim Ushlishim Taaseha. A lower chamber, a middle chamber, and an upper chamber shall you fashion the teva. So the Targum should just say, what should the Targum say? He should just say, Ar o in, Tin yonin usalisoin ta'abdina. You shall make a lower chamber. The word aroin means lower. Tinyonin means the second level. Usla soin and the third level. There was an elevator in the teva. There was the floor, ground level. Then there was the first, the second floor and the third floor. You shall make. Yet the Targum adds a word into the pasuk that it does not say. Midoirin, dwelling places. On the bottom level, on the middle level, and on the third level. The second and third level. That's directly contradicted by Rashi, who says the very bottom level was for Zevel, that's not a Mador, and the upper level was for Adam, which it seems also we're not calling a Mador, and it's only the middle level where there were multiple chambers for all of the animals, all of the creatures. So you get over here a taste that Rashi indeed over here is coming to argue with the Targum, at least in this respect, clearly. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk says, oh, it's already 8:02, it's already late. All right, let me just read the pasuk at least. Pasuk Yitzayin v'ani hinani mevias amabel mayim al aretz. I will bring, now that's redundant. Va'ani hinani. Those are two words which mean the same thing. Ani means I, hinani means I. Why are there two words? Why are there two words saying the same exact thing? Good question. Vani hinani. When the Baal Musaf gets up to daven in the Yom Narum, he doesn't say ani, he says hinani. Right? So why do we have to have, there are three words which mean I. Ani, onoichi, and hinani. Where do all three words come together? In Parshas Yisroi. Parshas Yisroi, Yisroi introduces himself to Klal Yisroi with the words Ani Yisroi. Bo Elecha. When the Ribbono Shel Olam introduces himself to Klal Yisroel, Hashem says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And in the Haftorah, Hashem is looking to recruit some good men, and Yeshaya says, Hinini Shalcheini. So in Parshas Yisro, we have three words which mean the same thing. Yisro says Ani, Hashem says Onoichi, and Yeshaya says Hinini. And here in this pasuk it says Va'ani Hinini. Does not say Onoichi. Meviya samabel mayim al aretz l'shachis kol bos to destroy all flesh. Asher bay ruach chayim mitachas hashamayim kol hashem aretz yigva. And we're going to have to leave this for tomorrow because time is up. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you very much. Have a good night. Be well.